Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
No autographs.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcasts. But honey, no.
No.
No autograph, please. Still going.
I dare anyone listening to do a better run. First of all, usually the guests wait for an introduction and don't
butt
in.
Can I just say?
We have got a butter in her.
That was horny. He was horny to jump in. He was so horny. That was no autographs, please energy. That was horny, no autographs.
Me?
Yeah.
So horny.
That was so horny.
I used to have a song.
Talk to me.
If I could sing
it. A single? Do you have a single?
I had a single, and it was a take on the Ramones.
Yeah.
A take on them.
Yeah.
Who?
The Ramones from I Want to Be Sedated.
I love it. Okay, great.
And I would say in the mirror as a joke.
Sure.
24 hours a day. I want to be on camera.
Yeah. No. How old are we talking?
Oh, like 5 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
That
as
is
a joke. But that was the energy you were giving.
Wait a minute. Did it work?
Paul F. Tompkins is here.
So you basically made like a vision board. Okay, yes.
Did.
Okay, wait. First of all, hello, welcome to another
a vision board looking at your own face.
Absolutely.
Well,
I took
episode.
A picture and I put that picture on my board.
Hi, my name is Arda Marine.
I'm Brian Safi.
First of all, before we bring our guest in, I just need to check in with you.
Yeah, how are you?
I missed you.
How has Concord been?
The Concord was great. I went to Austin to a wedding. I went to a wedding. I played cornhole. No autographs, please. I played cornhole I was in your home state.
Know who's horny.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of corn and holes.
Speaking of absolute monster chauvinist pigs.
Can I just say, this is one of my
fourth grade Spanish teacher used to call me a chauvinist
pig.
And I truly have no idea. She was like, I would ask a question. It was Mrs. Kruczewski, shout out.
Yeah.
She was Polish and she used to say, when I would raise my hand
something. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I would raise my hand and start talking.
Yeah, sure.
Which is like
a chauvinist pig
cool.
move. A chauvinist pig
would,
move.
She would say, Mr. Safa, you're a male chauvinist pig. I had no idea what it meant.
My kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Pitt, called me a chatterbox and a social butterfly in a negative way. And I was like, that is correct, but how dare you point it out?
That's right.
How dare you?
And defame butterflies.
How dare you defame butterflies? Yeah. I mean, I'm gorgeous.
We have.
This is.
A true. I mean, this
talent.
Is.
Talent.
This is like.
Horny with talent.
This is Cher, except he has two names and an initial.
This is Cher.
But otherwise, it would be Cher because he's that huge.
And his first name is four letters.
Paul.
Like Cher.
Men don't really do the single name thing. Slash.
I am Pitbull.
Yeah.
He's the Pitbull of comedy. I saw him once.
Napoleon.
I saw.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Napoleon went by one name or could have.
Could have.
Yeah.
Judas.
Judas.
Yeah. Well, no
Judas
one knows any of their
Judas Iscariot.
Little.
Oh, you're right.
He's the only one I know the last
we
name.
We don't know any of the other
Napoleon
last names.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah.
But he went by Napoleon.
But you could also say Napoleon. Like, does anyone know Josephine's last name?
Nobody knows.
Bonaparte.
Nobody does.
I want to say to you,
a
different time.
This, you are truly, when people say, who's your favorite stand-up? Like, who do you love? I got to tell you, I feel like I always say you. I saw you at Largo one time, and you just literally improv. What I love about you.
He's funny.
You're
always fresh.
Always fast always and funny. Fresh. You do the difference between men and women comedy. You do women.
Yeah.
You do women don't put the seat. They put the seat down, not up.
You do airplane tray comedy.
You do. You do. You literally. I saw you improvise. There was somebody had crutches that were leaning on the side. We were at Largo. You just walked over. You go, that bums me out. And it made me laugh for like 3 days. I don't know why it was so funny to me.
You really are one of the funniest people on the planet. And also, he's going to be Sunday, May 14th. He's going to be
live.
Right at the Lodge Room, live.
In Los Angeles at Highland Park.
Yeah.
Doing Varietopia.
Honey, a live Varietopia.
That's right.
A Varietopia.
Now, you know him from BoJack Horseman. You know him from his many podcasts with our girl Lauren Lopp, because he's on Freedom.
Freedom, of course.
You know him from Comedy Bang Bang. Mm. You know him from being our horniest guest to our intro song with a set of pipes that could win American Idol. I did not know. Do you actually, are you very good at karaoke? Do you have a good guest? Ladies and gentlemen, Cher, Paul F. Tompkins.
Wait, was there a question before the introduction?
Do you have a good karaoke voice?
I do have a good voice. I don't do karaoke that much, and I think I freeze up on song selection.
You would if you went to San Diego, because there's truly nothing else
to do.
Oh,
then no problem.
Can I just tell, I want to tell you a truth. Here's a truth.
I
have a boyfriend. Mm. He's younger than me. I went to this wedding in Austin. I thought the problem was going to be game night, which I've done, and then our references are different. I didn't think out karaoke.
Are we talking like a generation difference?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we did karaoke. There were songs that I just did not even, I'd never heard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did not know. And I was like, what do I pick? Because even another gal picked ABBA and Mamma Mia. And I go, everybody, and nobody sang. Because nobody knew to go, Mamma Mia.
That's impossible.
Yeah. So then I went with Killers, Mr. Brightside, because I know that spans generations.
One.
And that was a hit. But I didn't know. I was frozen just in general. I didn't know what to pick. And then I was like, what do I pick when there's an age spread?
Mm-hmm.
So I went with the Killers, Mr. Brightside.
That seems like a good choice.
Do you have a good voice?
Yes, I do.
You do. Don't,
yes, I
can
I do.
Tell.
And I recently was able to actually admit that.
Did you have to go through a lot of therapy? Did you do like a trauma therapy about it?
It felt like a weird thing to declare.
Yeah, sure.
But then I will tell you what, I've become more confident in my singing over the years because I sing a lot in my show.
Yeah.
And somebody, a friend of mine who is a very good singer, pointed that out to me, and I was like, yeah, I do feel like I've become more confident. And then a professional musician recently said, hey, you've got a really good voice. And I said, thank you. And he said, yeah, did I tell you the story?
No. I just assumed. Yeah.
He said, you've got a really good voice. And I said, thank you. And I said, not like a good voice for somebody who's not a singer, but you just have a good voice, period.
I'm glad you're sharing this with
and
us.
And I was like, wow, that really meant a lot to me.
That's really nice.
Now, can we help
you? But I do think my singing has gotten better over the years. Sure.
I know. Because honestly, I actually was like, he sounds great.
Well, you want to know something? For me, I automatically think of you as like a song and dance man. Like, I see you singing,
a showman.
Doing a little soft
A showman.
He's a showman. Exactly. Like, I could see you in spanning... Like, I could have seen you in, like, Triangle of Sadness on the yacht.
Yeah.
For sure.
First of all, he always looks like he's on a yacht. This is the first time I haven't seen him in an Ascot.
I could see you at a baseball diamond.
I could see you as Louis B. Mayer.
I could see you as Christopher Crawford.
I could see you as Christopher Crawford.
Oh, sure.
The one who gets trapped in the bed.
Now, Lyle Lovett, can we give a shout out to when he briefly married Julia Roberts?
Yes.
That was wild.
Absolutely. It was wild, but it was worth it.
Worth it. Question. So, when you panic... And you were like...
And I do.
We all do. We all have anxiety.
Yes.
That's part of why we came up with this podcast is because we get nervous and we want to capture some of the insane confidence of people who are delusional. But
as a deluded person,
if nobody was watching, what karaoke song would you like to belt out?
Do you know what? I will tell you, since you mentioned The Killers, one of my favorites, All These Things That I've Done. It's a very dramatic song.
I don't know it. Sing it.
It's got a lot of peaks and valleys. Sing it.
I'll sing you mine. Since you've been gone. I couldn't even do that. I was like, they wouldn't even know what that was.
Well, first of all, that's not Mr. Brightside.
Oh, that's what I said. Kelly Clarkson was. She was not in the killer.
Who she was. Do you think when you thought you were singing Mamma Mia, you were singing like the national anthem or something?
Look, I don't know.
And that's why nobody joined in.
They still didn't even know that. Okay, wait. So what? So
it's a shame the young people don't know the national anthem these days, and it makes me sick.
I sang "It's a Busy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini" from our generation.
From our. That's right.
I always think
we grew up
absolutely.
With
absolutely.
She short shorts. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow poking. Everybody!
It's so fun.
Okay, what? Paul. So, can I hear one bar of it? How that song goes? Sorry, Brian.
Oh, that's the one that's got the bridge that goes, I got sober,
but I'm not a soldier.
Well, what's that called?
It, again,
Against All Odds.
All these things,
all
that,
these things that I've done.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Yeah.
And that's The Killers.
That's The Killers. Maybe the same album.
God, that's a good album.
Yes.
Which is scarier?
Oh.
Scariest?
Snakes.
Going to a basketball game, a baseball game, or a football game? Because I have my hunches, and you come from a sports town.
Oh,
I would
no.
say football game.
I thought football.
What,
I thought football.
Why do they
I
scream the whole time?
I thought football.
Like, when I watch a match on television, they scream the entire, whatever, a game.
Well, basketball's fun. Baseball's boring. Football's scary because they're big.
And they scream. The audience is screaming the entire time.
It's a, look, it's.
The crowd. The crowd. The crowd.
I don't, I've never liked football. Yeah. I've always, and the sound of football specifically, like on TV,
right,
makes me nap.
It makes me so nervous.
So much.
I nap. Okay.
It gives me anxiety because that means school the next
but
day.
Do you like
to me,
the
it reminds
Eagles?
Me of drunk dad.
But do you like the Eagles?
I mean, I'm always happy for the home team.
I okay. love the band. You
know what I mean? That's just absolutely Eagle. Just Eagles.
My go-to karaoke song, of course, is Witchy Woman, which will surprise nobody. Paul, can I ask you a question about Uber?
Fun to listen to that song.
Witchy
Woman. Oh, in a live so context? Fun. Absolutely.
How does it go again?
Witchy woman, see how high she flies.
By the way,
it's disgusting.
We're doing a live.
That song is
we're doing a
it's disgusting. I hate it.
We're doing a live show at Union Hall in New York, April 14th.
Yeah, big mistake.
And we need to then we're doing and we're doing another one April 15th at Bell House.
But okay. I do have a question about Uber.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you know your score?
Thank you.
Your personal rating?
Two.
No, should I look it up right 1. Now?
Look it up. I gotta tell you, mine needs some help, and I have no
what is it
idea. It's like 471.
No, I think you're probably late one time.
Is that what
mine
do
is
it?
Like 489.
I've been tipping
think,
so much.
No. I think you were probably like, you know.
I changed my will.
You were probably giving yourself a blowout. Curling
all,
your
I
hair.
4.84. Now, I don't know what I could be
that's
doing.
What is it? What is
because
it?
All I'm doing is getting in the goddamn
what
car
is it? 4,
and
9,
then tipping
4?
Them.
4,
I mean, 4.84.
Mine okay. is literally 471. It is the no one is. I've never seen a score lower than mine. And I have absolutely. I just go in. I sit in my seat and I have a blast.
Yeah. Somebody talks to me. I talk back.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't recap. You know.
4.93.
What are these guys? What the fuck?
That's insane.
What these guys want?
I'm actually, is it high? What's yours, Katie?
It ain't high. You
guys,
know this high score is
mine.
Five.
Went but up. What? Mine went up.
2.
479. Still the lowest. Still the lowest.
I think we've all been late. I think we've all made somebody wait for 2 minutes once,
that's
and they were like, "Fuck them." Or they're bagged. They had too many bags.
You know what? I am.
She's saying witchy woman the whole time.
I am a world traveler and citizen.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when I go to other countries, yeah. I still get in Ubers and I still tip. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
You understand.
Yeah. These ratings are worldwide.
I know.
What?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Paul, you seem confident. Do you struggle with?
He's been bragging about singing this entire episode.
Do you struggle? Do you get anxiety? Because I do.
I do get anxiety.
But healthy
so do
anxiety.
I. What kind? Because I get like for real. Yeah. What kind of anxiety do you get?
I feel like I've developed social anxiety that I maybe didn't have before.
Do you think it was the pandemic?
Older I get, no, before the okay. before the pando. And I feel like. Although maybe it's something that I wasn't able to recognize before,
yeah.
and now I'm like, oh, that's what this is,
right?
You know,
I've discussed this with your queen, Lauren Lapkus. I've
found,
because I've also identified as I feel like I've become more aware of my social anxiety,
mm-hmm.
but I realize in the settings where it's fairly activated, some of the people that I'm around are known assholes, and I should be anxious.
100%.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, actually, it's okay to be uncomfortable around them. They're kind of dicks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm comfortable with you guys. Like, I think once I know somebody, I'm okay. But, like, sometimes I feel like the body knows.
But you know what? I'll also get anxious even if I'm going to a place where I know and like everybody.
Same, yeah.
And I'll be like, whatever it is, it depends on how I feel about myself that day.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll think, I don't want people to see me or look at me.
I understand that.
I don't want to have to act like I don't feel like garbage.
Yeah.
It feels like a huge effort to make.
I also think, though, that's because we're like sensitive people.
Yeah.
In a good way.
We're just little sensitive.
We're just little kittens.
But because you are a sweet pea, and sometimes, but I think we all are nice. I think it is, you know, or if people know you kind of on, and you're like, I'm not at my best, and sometimes it's like, I have learned that it's okay. It's like, oh, that you're lovable even not at your best. You can still show up. Even last night at tennis, I felt a little off. Brian and I took tennis at a rec center
together.
You two
get there?
Yeah.
We do. We go to the one in Griffith Park. We go to right a rec center. Park.
And then we also go up Vermont Canyon.
And we also go up. So we do Griffith Park and then a rec center.
And are you?
There are two rec centers. There are two rec centers.
Yeah. Recreational.
Any championships?
You can do that. We don't.
We have people trying to get us. We never serve, so that makes it hard. We never serve.
We just play games.
We just play games. But we're with people. We're with a lot of like aggro.
Hold on a second.
So it's like we play live ball.
Like
we
live
play,
drills.
We do. It's a lot of the staff.
Okay, this isn't getting clearer.
So it's sort of like, there's a guy that feeds the ball. So you're like,
do you know
practicing?
I know
it's
of
not
racquetball.
That. Do you know pickleball?
It's not that.
I know
it's
of
not
pickleball.
That it's not that.
Trying to narrow down the options.
So, but you're with some people that are really good. And this has actually helped me with my anxiety because I was never very sporty. I was never picked for teams. And I always felt like a liability. And I would want to sort of, my eyes would well with tears because I felt embarrassed and I would want to leave, including at tennis.
Totally.
Because some mornings, there's some hotheads.
There's some aggro people.
There's some aggro dudes. Some aggro dudes.
Who cheat.
They're cheaters. And they're kind of, some of them are mean. Some of them are great, but some of them can yell in your face. And when you know, you're like, I never claimed to be that. That's why I'm here at a rec center. Like, I never claimed. Yeah. But, like, that it was like that I...
We're not at Wimbledon.
One time I won a game against one of them. Oh. And I was like, okay, I have to go because I did. And he made me stay longer so that he could beat me.
I'm
going to
guess who it
round.
Was afterwards.
Oh, you know
off camera.
Who it is.
I'm going to write it down. Yeah. So is it,
does... it was Titus Welliver.
It was Titus Welliver and it was William... Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I wanted to say that... doing this, though, and not leaving has actually, in real time, allowed me to take healthier risks out in the world because I've pushed through when I get nervous and I want to leave and I want to shut down to, like, not leave or just to keep going. And I think it's helped me with stand-up. It helped me with dating. Yeah. Like, it's helped me when – because people are scary, and I do have a little bit of Boo Radley that lives inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tennis has helped.
Along those lines, what I would like to talk about is –
do we have a nomination?
No autographs, please, energy this week. Because what we're talking about is people who just have it in spades
They're
and don't question
confidence.
It.
They
blindly
don't...
optimistic.
Yes.
I hope this qualifies. I think
do you have one?
I
Go.
Think it will. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I would like to nominate.
Yes. Yeah.
To me, this man is a legend.
Yes.
Okay.
Please. I can't wait.
The year is 2010.
Great. I can't wait.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
This is great.
A JetBlue flight from Pittsburgh
honey,
to New
Sally
York.
Sullenberg. Honey, Sully Sullenberg. Sully Sullenberg.
No. The one who did the slide.
Stephen Slater was his name.
Wait, what?
Was that his? That's a cool fucking name,
wait,
and I don't remember
it's
that.
It's a very cool name.
Wait,
it is.
What happened? What happened?
It's like an action hero.
Yeah, that's what you want
wait,
out of
what
a
did
Stephen
he do?
Slater.
Here's what he did.
Okay.
He got in a contretemps with a passenger who was getting up before they were allowed to get up. The plane had landed, and they were still taxiing. And this woman got up out of her seat to get her suitcase.
Uh-huh.
He said, ma'am, you have to sit down.
And he was not, he was a passenger.
No, flight attendant.
He was
a flight attendant.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
According to him, this woman hit him in the head with her bag, with her suitcase. Passengers said, that's not what happened.
By the way, it isn't what it, there's no way that's what happened. Yeah. But I'm
but
with Steve.
This,
even
she
so.
was verbally, we're all with Steve. She was verbally abusive to him.
Yeah.
This was absolutely true.
Uh-huh.
Then our boy Steve, he gets on the intercom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He releases a string of profanity.
Yes.
He grabs a couple beers. He activates the inflatable slide, the emergency slide. And he retires over the microphone.
He says on the microphone.
Says, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm done. I've had it.
Oh,
and he slides down
he
the
slides
slide.
On the slide.
He goes, he leaves the airport, gets his car at long-term parking, and goes home.
I didn't realize he made it all the way home.
He made it all the way home.
Oh,
I thought he slid down to the arms of the feds.
No.
We need to get him on as a guest.
It all happened so fast.
Wait a minute.
The cops visited him at home and they said, we have to talk to you, Mr. Slater.
Right. He got arrested, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, we need to talk to him. We need to have him on as a guest. How
he was
much,
fabulous.
What amount of money would you pay to be on that flight? To be
front row?
God. What amount? $5,000.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think that about anyone else? I'd make it work.
$5,800.
You made that sound like much more, but it's only
$800.
$800.
Do you think
it's $8,200?
What's the bet?
Shit, that's $8,200
to be front row to see this happen.
Why are you making it like? Oh,
I wouldn't even have to pay. I'd be fine seeing it.
No.
How much would you pay to see it?
To be on the flight.
To be on the flight.
So you could see.
How much would you pay to be there in real life?
No, I would do it for free.
No. You don't get paid. Do you? You don't get paid.
I think you're gorgeous.
No, I wouldn't ask for anything. I would.
You're not getting anything. You're giving the money.
He's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I would pay for
the
flight.
He's gorgeous. Normally, he doesn't pay for flights. Normally, he has a sugar daddy. He doesn't normally pay for flights.
I've never paid for a flight.
When's the last time I would pay for a flight?
I mean, I don't know. Usually, NBC, ABC, Fox.
I guess I would.
I don't think. Here's the thing. I would also have to. I'm married. I would have to talk it over with my partner. How much money am I? How much money are you comfortable with me spending? One of us can go.
By the way. It's the best money you'll ever spend because can you imagine?
I'd be thrilled.
Can you imagine being so lucky?
Again, I would do it for free. No doubt.
To be so lucky to see.
Yeah.
And he was over it. Like, even when you saw him talking in interviews afterward, he has that flight attendant blonde, sort of smoky blonde hair.
He's very pale.
Steven
Slater?
Yes. Steven Slater.
That sounds like a character.
Then he went missing in Mexico briefly.
Wow.
He was found. People thought he was dead. He released a statement saying, I'm not dead. I'm still here.
I'm just partying in Mexico.
What a true folk hero.
Yeah. He is a folk hero.
Completely.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And this was pre.
Wow. Yeah. He's really tan.
He's got
the color of like an Easter egg.
Yeah, and his eyebrows match his hair, which is rare for blondes.
He's
you know?
Iconic. He's like an Oompa Loompa. Like,
That's the most colorful picture I've seen of him.
That is iconic.
Yeah, they added some rouge.
Oh my God, he is iconic. Look at him. Like, he's incredible.
Well, that's a pretty good nomination, Paul. Okay, I gotta say, that's one for the record books.
Do you have a nomination, Brian?
I do. Mine is just my friend Danny.
Okay.
Went on a date. Uh-huh. It was the first time she had a boyfriend whose parents she met.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. The first time, at what age?
Oh, this was young. This was yeah.
41.
Yeah, this was, so she was meeting the parents. Yeah. This is a hysterical movie. Mm-hmm. But she's meeting the parents.
I love meeting
Terry
the parents.
Meeting
the,
yeah, you meeting love the parents. Terry Polo.
Meeting the parents.
I love meeting the parents.
Barbara Streisand, meeting the Fockers.
Yes. Meeting the Fockers. I love, well, I like meetings anyway. I always thrive.
I love analyzing this.
Yes.
I love that.
So yes. Good.
I love Romance the Stone.
Sophie's Choicings.
I like Anger Managed.
Anger Managed.
I love those too.
I love those.
Well, mine is my
friend. I got sent to Anger Momagent classes.
Oh, shit. It was you and Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Kris Jenner. Anger Momagent. And did she teach you how to be a momager?
She taught me how to momage my expectations.
Okay, that's good.
Do you have a
by
new,
taking 10% off all children's
pets?
Do you have
a lip gloss and underwear line
at all times?
Wait,
I don't.
Can always see my underwear through my pants.
Isn't that wonderful?
Is that what you meant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that. I didn't know how to bring it up. But that's why I brought it up.
I'm launching an underwear line. Take a look.
And they're really long. They're like beekeeper outfit under there.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to tell the story anymore.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, of course you do.
Meeting the parents. Terry Polo.
She was meeting the parents with Bob De Niro.
She was
meeting the parents. And anyway, she was so nervous. She was just nervous. Who wouldn't be?
Oh, yeah. My God.
So they pass around salad.
Yeah.
And instead of going for the dressing,
yeah,
like the salad dressing, uh-huh, she got nervous and just grabbed something.
Right.
And started pouring it on her salad.
Love it.
And it ended up being ketchup.
Uh-huh.
And she ate the entire thing.
And
they said, oh, is that what you do? She was like, we do this all the time at home. And she really, really owned
she committed.
It and sold it.
That's a full Naps energy.
Absolutely. And I appreciated that.
As you were saying this, I have a Naps energy nomination. This is my favorite story I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You're going to die. I will not name names, but I'll tell you off camera. There's a person that I go to their Thanksgiving. It's up in like Solvang. It's near where they film like Sideways.
No way to narrow those down. So it's good you tell us the name later.
This person has, it's like a ranch. Okay. It's far away. And So, but this is like
it's getting more and more specific.
Okay, but you need that. You need that for this story. You need this for later on.
Yes.
So there's some sort of not known to like the general, but there was like an important producer that was there.
Okay.
And this person had a friend that is like a star fucker who was coming to the party and was like wanted to network with this producer and was like, let's call the producer Cher.
Malibu Cher.
So he kept saying to my friend, like, you got to introduce me to Malibu Cher. Come on, you got to. Like, he wanted to network because she's, like, very powerful. You got to introduce me to Malibu Cher. So allegedly, Malibu Cher had just had, like, some kind of work done.
Right.
And Malibu Cher was on, like, pain pills, allegedly. And, an important fact about the star fucker, we'll call Paul. Paul has like a deathly fear of farting in public.
Okay.
So Malibu Cher
seems like you can control that fear.
Okay. So Paul was drinking. It was Thanksgiving. It was right. All day
just
affair.
Bean juice all day. Yeah.
Yes.
Prune garnish.
He realizes that he's like sloshed now.
Yeah.
And he hasn't talked to this person. He hasn't talked to Malibu Cher. And he's like, oh shit. I need to fart really badly. And there's like a bathroom that like it's all dim lighting and there's like around the corner. So he gets in to like rip his fart out and he realizes like, oh my God, I think I'm going to like shart.
Oh no. He made a mistake.
Okay. So he goes, he rounds the bend, he pulls his pants down, he starts to rip it out and he like sits on the toilet to just like have the fart of all farts. And it's a soft landing. And it turns out Malibu Cher had passed out like from like pain pills, was like blacked out on the toilet. He farted on her lap so badly and then realized who it was because she was passed out. He farted all over her and then committed. And then he literally like was so embarrassed that this is like up in the windy hills. He was so mortified
that he drove home.
That he like got in his car, no autographs, please energy. He just drove through the hills. He drove all the way back to Los Angeles.
Did he make a mistake on her?
I found it out. I was like, did he shart? Did he Roker? Did he shart his pants? He didn't shart. But it was like the grossest fart ever. And it was like on a soft landing. And it was her thighs because she'd passed it on the toilet because she'd had pain pills from a facelift or whatever. And he literally farted on the person that he wanted to network with and then drove all the way home. Is that the best thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Did she awaken from her slumber?
No, she doesn't know what happened.
Well, you know what? I bet she does. On a cellular level. She doesn't.
Can you believe?
We all know it.
Can you believe that happened?
And it's one of those things that you sort of do want to do to a producer.
Who would you do it to?
Oh, God.
If you could do that to anybody, who would you do that
to? Joel Silver?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the right answer.
Jack Warner?
That's the right answer.
David Zanuck?
Yeah. Cecil B. DeMille, probably. He was such a terror.
That's the right answer.
Flo Ziegfeld?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, hey, you maniac. What are you doing?
I messed up my earphones.
Here's what's happening.
Okay, here we are. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, this is the portion, as every natural flow goes, you can feel the chemistry between Brian and I. You can tell that we want to go on a date with one another.
Yeah.
Here's what's magic about our listeners.
Okay.
They email, they DM us, they message us real horrible things that have been said to them out of context. Did you ever have anything terrible said to you on a date? Or bad dates?
Not that I recall. I bet I was the bad date for a lot of people.
Not this bad. I guarantee you were not this bad. So we out of context. And if you want to email us any out of context lines, napspod1@gmail.com. Or you can DM me or Brian on Instagram. Or you can just put it in any of our comments. These are real things. So we're going to go on an improvised date. It has to end well, Brian and I.
Yep.
We have been given names from listeners. The location is a water park in New England somewhere.
Yeah.
And my name that was emailed in, can you pronounce that?
Yeah, it's Audrey DiVincenzo.
Audrey DiVincenzo.
Paisan!
Mine. Yeah, you're Italian, are you?
Si.
Yeah. Mine is, I didn't get a last name. It's Matt 1T. That's what they said.
Okay, Matt 1T. And here's what's fun about it. So you can, you will know it's a real life line said by one of our listeners. When you hear this bell, that means that we're about to say one of the real life lines. When we come back, and Paul will be filling out the world. Matt and Audrey will be going on a date at a New England water park.
Let's do it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Oh, wow. You look great. Those are some childbearing hips, Matt.
Oh. Thanks, Audrey.
Audrey, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, DiVincenzo. Nice to meet
you. DiVincenzo. Gorgeous.
Yeah, DiVincenzo, sorry.
DiVincenzo. I don't normally, you don't normally see childbearing hips on a gentleman.
You know, I'm proud of my shape and who I am, and I've come to terms with what God and my mother, God bless her, and my father.
Made you fucking perfect.
Gave me. I've never been to one of these places before. Do they have cake pops?
Do you feel like you like getting wet and going down a slide chewing on a cake pop?
Well, yeah, it's just one chew.
But I don't know. Let's go. I know they got a snack bar over here.
Oh, you want something to eat?
You know what? When I get nervous, I'm newly single. I'm not technically divorced yet. You're my third date. Oh, wait. By the way, this is my 3-year-old daughter, Chloe. She's coming with us because we need to see how you'll be as a dad. Chloe, say hi to Matt.
Chloe, nice to meet you. You're 3 years old?
Yeah.
So do you know what 1 + 2 is?
Numbers.
Oh, God. Chloe.
Chloe, put your sunblock on.
What's your favorite thing about your mother?
She feeds me.
Chloe, that's not... Look, who did your hair this morning? I did your hair.
Yeah. Look at it.
Isn't Chloe fun?
You look exactly like... Not Shirley Temple. Who's the other one? Shirley MacLaine. You look exactly like Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, thank you. You know, from the back, you actually look thin.
You know what? I don't need to... Thank you. I'm fine with my shape. I like how I look. I just told Audrey this, and I don't need to hear from... Chloe. Okay, sorry. Can we go get a snack now, please?
Yeah, okay. Chloe, do you want a cake pop?
Hey, Mom. That place has good food, but their overhead lighting will do no favors for you.
Oh, shit.
What Chloe the fuck,
on
Chloe?
How people love.
What the fuck? You know what?
What is she working in Hollywood? Listen, what is she, a
center? I got it.
I'm trying to become an influencer, and Chloe's my camera person, and she knows, you know Chloe, she does my ring light, she does my editing. Kids are really good with technology.
Can I ask Chloe a question?
Sure.
Has anyone ever told you look like a lesbian? Because of your glasses.
I'm sorry. Don't only lesbians have bangs?
That's what I'm saying. Your glasses and your bangs make you look less. Are you lesbian, Chloe?
My glasses make me look smarter. That's why I wear them. It's just regular glass.
You got it. People love.
She's very. I gotta say, your word construction for 3-year-old, amazing.
I want to tell you, well, as trying to become a lifestyle influencer, people love a kid in glasses. Nobody liked her when she was just a kid with no glasses. Look at her. She's got the glasses. Lesbians have bangs, so I didn't cut the bangs. There's only lesbians have bangs.
That's right. That's our rule. That's here's
so
what
Chloe,
I do. Hey, shut up. I'm talking.
I gotta say, this is a very, very intense family.
This is
go
my
ahead.
Signature move. I'm a little kid, right?
Uh-huh.
I put the glasses on, I act like it's my first time seeing. Everybody loves those videos.
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah,
that's very cute.
All right. We're hoping. I'm a momager. I went to that anger momager class, and I've learned. It was sort of like one of those master classes, but Kris Jenner taught it, and I'm learning how to be her momager.
I realize I only have Speedos. That's why I'm, you know me, I always wear shorts. Oh, wait. You know me, I always wear shorts.
Wait, you always wear shorts?
Let's play the quiet game.
Okay, I don't know why you brought this little girl who you say is your daughter. And I believe you. I'm not, she is your daughter. But I gotta say, she's very, very fresh. Okay? Can we go get a snack, please?
Yes, okay, let's
cut
go
to the snack bar.
Okay, go to the snack bar.
Welcome to Mid-Atlantic's. What can I get you?
Oh, my God.
This is the restaurant where we all talk the same.
Oh,
I gotta say, this is real high class. I told you Water Parks were classy.
Oh, thank you. I gotta say, Matt. Do you pronounce it differently?
It's a quick T. It's a quick T.
Can I hear you say it?
Matt.
Chloe, do you want to try to say it?
Matt.
Mid-Atlantic, can you say it?
Matt.
Yes!
I'm going to try to say it. Matt.
No, but you're not saying the T, so it's Matt.
Matt. Matt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Matt.
That's it.
You're saying both T's.
Matt, would you like a... we will have... Chloe, do you want a cake pop?
I would love a cake pop. I want a bunch of them.
I eat entire lemons all the time.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? Chloe,
I eat entire lemons all the time.
Wait, are you doing that right now? Chloe, that's disgusting. Put that down.
An entire lemon? You're eating it like an apple.
She's eating it like a... Chloe,
yeah,
that's
and
disgusting.
I do it all the time.
I know you do, and we're trying to train you out of that because people thought that was gross. At first, it was cool on TikTok, but now the people are grossed out by that.
You really need to start doing sit-ups.
I gotta say... Irving, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I've heard it from you. I've heard it from Chloe. I've heard it from
Audrey. DiVincenzo.
And I gotta say, you know what? I look exactly like my pictures. You can ask anyone who takes them.
Well, guess what? I find it very cute. I find it really cute and endearing that one of your teeth is kind of discolored. The rest are fine, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good tan tooth. It reminds me of my clothes. I don't own any jeans. I'm a khakis only kind of guy.
You know me, I only wear shorts.
We're going to take 10 cake pops. One for him, one for Chloe, and I'm going to have 8.
Also, I don't know if you all do this, but I'm going to have a strawberry shake and a fillet of fish. What do you want? Do you serve those things here?
No!
Do you serve those things here?
Wait,
strawberry shake, fillet of fish?
You're going to go you're going to go rocketing down a slide filled with cake pops, strawberries, shakes, and a
You guys going to the water slide later?
Yeah. We're here
do
now.
Which one do you recommend?
Well, that place, there's a place called Splashies,
uh-huh.
And that place has good food, but their overhead lighting will do no favors for you.
My kid just told me that. Everywhere I go, what the fuck is wrong with my face? Are you guys seeing something I'm not seeing?
It just doesn't look good. It's lit from the top.
Wow.
Wow.
You know what? Give Chloe a sandwich to get some D, all right? It just shuts her mouth for 5 seconds.
All right, here you go. How about a lemon, little lady?
Okay, guess what? Listen, I don't need this. I don't need this patronage. I can serve myself because I make my own wine in a barrel in my garage.
That's amazing. You're kidding.
Yeah.
See,
I'm
that
kind
makes
of an
me
odd.
Really drawn
I'm kind
to
of
you.
An odd. Thank you. Matt, I'm kind of an artist, and I consider myself like
I'm so sorry. Matt.
Matt.
Ma.
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 No, you're just saying ma.
I want you to know I will never fall in love with you, but I will marry you.
Oh.
What do you think?
What an offer.
That's not bad, actually, after I've been raped through the cold from my body.
If you'd like, like to hold the wedding here, I mean, I wouldn't object.
Are you serious?
We do weddings? Yeah,
well, absolutely. I only date artsy weirdos, so this might work.
Congrats.
Oh, my God. Well, could we get married in one of the slides?
Oh.
I think so.
Cut to the slides.
Oh, my God.
Hi, sir.
Hi, sir.
Hi, sir. You're in charge. You're the referee.
Yeah.
You're the referee.
Or whatever.
I'm the
slide referee.
Do you mind if I take off my pants so I can do this in my Speedo?
I encourage you to do it.
My daughter and I are both in matching thongs.
Oh, really?
That's disgusting.
Same as me.
What?
Same as me and my cat.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
My cat.
You put your cat in a thong? Here?
My cat has terminal... My cat has a terminal disease.
It's, let me guess, twerking.
Wait.
Yeah, my cat has terminal twerking.
How old is your cat?
My cat is 99 years old. In human years.
Wow, an old cat. That's like 7,000 years old.
Yeah, she stinks like hell.
What's her name?
Her name is Marjorie.
Marjorie?
Let me finish.
Marjorie?
Marjorie Van Buren.
Like the
train, like Martin Van Buren.
Like the Van Bulos.
Like the Sonny Van Bulo.
Like Sonny Van Buren and Klaus Van Buren.
The Van Bulos. Yeah.
So, here's one of my cat's teeth. Would you like it?
Is it tan? I need another match.
Chloe, do you want one of his teeth, cat's teeth?
Yeah, okay.
Come on, give it. You can play with it. I bring on all my teeth.
Do you mind if we get down to our swimsuits?
Here you go, little lady.
Can we just go?
Yeah, let's get down.
Hey, listen.
Yeah?
You're a good listener. Usually no one will see you so much about my sick cat.
Thank you. I don't know. I feel very seen by you.
I'm looking at you.
But I feel very seen. I feel very intentional.
I'm trying to form a connection with this woman, and I think you're butting in on it a little
Okay.
bit. All right.
Wait,
I don't know. It seemed like something was going with you guys.
Are you here for the wedding?
Yeah.
What?
Are you here for the wedding?
Yeah, I'm here for the wedding. And I want to get into my swimsuit while I get married.
We're getting married. Listen, I want to give you a gift.
You need to get in a swimsuit?
Yeah, please.
You really need to start doing your sit-ups.
I gotta say, those are some child-rearing hips.
Oh, my God.
I want to give you a present, though, before we... Are we getting married right now?
Oh, I promised my sensei I would never kill anyone.
No. Okay, guess what? I want to give you a present. Beforehand. Look, I'm just looking for a father for Chloe, and I'm not legally divorced yet, and I don't know if this marriage is going to be binding, but I want to give you a present. I want to give you this Blink 182 CD because I want to support the band.
Listen, you ever listened to Blink 182 on your cell phone?
No.
Wait. Oh, I don't either. Like, does anyone actually know how cell phones work?
Yeah,
no one can explain it.
No, people can't explain it.
I think you can explain it.
No, no one can. Go ahead, do it.
Okay, there's like cell towers, and there's like radio waves.
Oh, my God. Ew, is that stubble on your legs? Gross. I wish you would have kept your clothes on.
Well, I'm in between waxes.
Oh, I see. All right.
In between waxes.
Well, all right.
Look.
All right, so here's the deal.
If you ever buzz cut your hair, you wouldn't be attractive, but I love the long braid all the way down your back right now.
Thank you.
How long did that take you to grow?
18. You guessed it.
Days. So did you start with a bug? So you weren't attractive like 19 days
no,
ago?
No, I used to be Ari Krishner.
Yeah.
Do you use a horse and mane shampoo?
I do. Isn't that nice?
Horse, mane and tail.
Mane and tail. No, I use horse and mane.
I
use horse and mane.
I'll meet you in the corner of a horse and mane.
You can't buy that in stores.
You use horse and mane shampoo?
Okay. I do, because my hair needs to grow at a luxurious length.
No, that's
very
fine.
Quickly, and it has to remain thick because I ride in shows.
Okay, well, I want to say maybe I could, you know, I love animals. I make hats for cats for fun.
You're kidding.
Please don't mess your cats.
It
makes me think of Audrey Vibura and how sick she is.
Are you okay? God.
She's never going to make it.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm going to outlive my cat.
Can we do our vows now?
Okay, here's my vow.
Okay.
To Matt, are you going to ghost me or am I going to ghost you?
Dearly beloved.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're a good listener. Usually no one will see you so much about my sick cat. We enjoy these two in holy matrimony.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Very
Audrey.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take Matt to be your lawfully wedded husband.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I mean, let me talk to Chloe first.
Chloe, listen to your mother.
Do you want a new daddy?
Listen to your mother.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, sure.
You feel good about this man?
Hold on.
Give him a try.
Hold on. I heard that.
Yeah.
How many times have you been married?
Seven.
Seven over how many
years? Did you just burp?
I have to tell you, I get so nervous because I'm going to tell you, remember they didn't have the hook? Do you know where I can put my handgun? It's stressing me out because I've been carrying this thing all the way up the slide.
Look, I'm glad.
And I gotta say, I'm nervous that you've been married too many times.
Have you tried putting it in a cell phone? Like nobody actually, does anyone actually know how cell phones work? I gotta say again,
they do know how it works. They have towers and they bounce off the towers.
I forgot about the towers.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you don't wear jeans, but are those Levi's? It's so cool that you don't care what you look like.
Well, you know me, I never wear shorts. So, yeah, these are, well, they were Levi's. I took them off. Well, I mean, they're Levi's that are now a Speedo. I cut them.
Well,
I call them panty shorts.
They're like, you call your
I always said, I remember panties? Telling my mother when I was a kid, I want to get married one day in panty shorts.
Yeah.
Ports. Have you heard that guy that's got that line? It's like an underwear line. It's called ports for men.
Oh, when you
it's
see
like
right through.
It's like Skims. You can see right through. It's called ports. That comedian Cher. Cher Malibu has it.
Can I say something? I guess we're talking about my mother.
Yeah.
My mom always massages my head with oil.
Wait, what?
Always? So?
My mom always massages my head with oil.
How close are you to your mother?
Very close.
Do you like? Do you live with your mother? Like,
no, she's long gone. But I do still live with her. Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Wait, you live with a corpse? What do you mean she's long gone?
Well, she's yeah. I mean, I got her stuffed. You know.
You stuffed your dead mother?
Yeah, gave her bigger boobs. Who cares?
Wait. You only stuffed her. Wait a minute. You stuffed the corpse of your dead mother with huge tits?
I gotta say, wouldn't you do something like that?
I probably have.
See. It's normal. Most guys
see
that.
I gotta tell you, we're all thinking it. I was nervous. You asked me to go to the beach first.
Right.
Then we were like, he likes water. Right. But I took a look at you. I saw those child rearing hits. And I'm glad we came here because neither you nor I have the bodies to be able to surf. We're not gonna be buoyant. We do not have the bodies to be able to surf.
You also need core strength to get up on the board.
You should think about doing sit-ups.
Chloe, you drive me nuts, but I gotta say. And I'm saying this to both of you. I really want to take you to dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
But I need to stop at Bath and Body Works to return this little wooden back massage ball thingy. Because then I'll get $11 and I can take you all out.
So you can take us all out for $11?
Yeah.
Where are you going to take us?
To Transatlanticism, whatever I said before.
Oh, Mid-Atlantic? Let's go back to Mid-Atlantic. Right.
The lighting, that lighting's not going to do me, that overhead lighting's not going to do me any favor.
I've been following you guys. Listen, I beg you to come back for some cake pops.
Oh, can we do our reception there?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we're married. Go to the reception.
Okay, go to the reception.
Oh, my God. All our friends are here. Irving.
Irving. Blink-182 is playing. Why don't you sing the song?
Would you ever disagree if I said get on your knee?
Do it again.
Oh, I could tell ya I'm a lark, but baby, you'd probably just fart.
Wow.
You know?
I heard an urban legend once about somebody who farted on a leg.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Witchy woman.
Oh, yeah, that's our signature song.
That's our song.
For the first dance, you can do what you want.
Yeah, could you sing it for us since we didn't bring it back?
Raven hair, ruby lips, spice life of a fingertip.
Yeah!
She's got magic, she's got grace, she's got a wart all over her face. Bubble, tubble, boil and double.
Oh, yeah.
I love this song.
So sexy.
Put it was a very frog erotic.
And watch it struggle.
Oh, I love you, honey. Gorgeous. I want you to know that.
I want you to know.
Irving.
Irving.
The person who ran the slide, who I can't remember your name. I don't think
I never had
you
one.
You never had one.
Yeah. And Chloe.
My sense is you're on the run from the log.
Oh, I got to get
out of here. He's like a carny but wet.
A wet carny.
He's like a carny but wet.
And of course, darling Chloe.
Yeah.
Call me.
Daddy.
Matt.
You want me to call you by your first name?
Yes, please. I demand respect.
Are you going to take my last name?
Of course.
What's your new full name?
Matt DiVincenzo.
Matt DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
Matt DiVincenzo.
Matt DiVincenzo.
Matt DiVincenzo.
Chloe, thank you. Keep saying it. Who's next?
Matt DiVincenzo.
Chloe, do you know my middle name? Do you want to guess?
Trash.
Okay. You know what? No.
Is that not it?
No.
What is it?
Beryl. You were close, but trash was more offensive.
Matt Beryl?
Beryl DiVincenzo.
What is it? What's your middle name?
Beryl.
Matt Beryl?
Well, it was supposed to be Daryl, but they accidentally put a B on front.
Matt Beryl DiVincenzo.
Not anymore. Are you kidding me? Legal documents changing them? Are you crazy?
How big are your
mom's...
Who wants
to wait in that line?
How big are your mom's tits right now? What did they start at and when did you make them?
They started as long floppy A's.
It's hard to be long and an A. How long?
Excuse me.
How long?
No, but when you bunch them up in a bra, they were very long.
Yeah.
And now they're the double D's.
I need to see how you say this word.
Sure. Ange.
That's right. How do you say this word?
orange.
Oh, Chloe, you're so cute.
So wait, now the double D's. She's got some big oranges in her. She's got some big oranges in her bra.
Yeah. But before she had long falafels.
She had long falafel pancakes. Can right. I just say, Mr. DiVincenzo, Barrel DiVincenzo, I marry you in 3 states, but in 47 more, we're not married.
Audrey, could you look that way for a second?
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why. The lady always faces out.
Well, I think this has been a very successful first date.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Irving.
Thank you, Irving.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chloe.
You're welcome.
Thank you, other one.
Yeah, again.
Great.
That was a good day.
Great.
Great.
Great. Well, on to new business.
Isn't it fun to do these? It's so stupid.
I ran out of mine.
No, I should have given you more. But I like the repeat. Oh, yeah.
It's fun. The repeats were fun.
That was really fun.
You had so many.
I know.
A page and a half?
I put too many. I didn't use
them. I didn't have a full page.
I forgot about this. I know.
Save them for next time. Just leave them here for next time.
I feel like it might be for the good guest? Yeah, I get it.
I feel like I pulled too many because then I just kept looking at my
page. His was dirty. I gave him dirty ones that I didn't know if you could say because I made yours. So I didn't know if your character.
I'm such a little flower.
Well, because you weren't dating, so I didn't know if you would be able to bump in and say these.
Some of the typos are good, too. If you are swilling to fuck my face.
I literally cut and paste from what people. I just cut and paste.
If you're swilling to.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
And we're back. Paul, before we get going, what was your favorite line that was a real life line? What rocked you? What did we all enjoy? I like the sensei.
Oh my God, there were so many good ones.
It?
The sensei, yeah.
I promised my sensei I'd never kill anyone.
It was from Rita Kat.
And what was the line?
I promised my sensei I would never kill anyone.
Can you, what was the situation with that?
Oh, it's a guy talking about himself.
Definitely.
And acting like he was a lethal weapon that, you know, had to register his hands with the fucking FBI or something.
It's a real tick-tick-boom for me when someone starts talking about martial arts. Do you know what I mean? Because they're so, I don't know, there's something about it that, like, they're very proud of it.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like anyone who's, like, a black belt, if they actually got into a fight, they would lose in a second flat. They all have that energy where they're like, I don't know. Like, my aunt had friends who were all black belts. They were, like, 60. And they were like, oh, I could kill anything walking. And I'm like, you absolutely couldn't.
Yeah.
I have not been in a physical fight since I was in grade school.
Yeah. Sure.
And even then, it was very brief.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I got into a fight with somebody now as an adult man,
yes,
first thing I'd do is go for those balls.
Oh yeah.
That's the
first
thing.
Go
There's
for the
no
balls.
Other move.
I'm not going to be like trading does a body
really,
blow to
no.
somebody.
Does it really kill? The ball, is it?
Yes. It's the worst
it's
feeling.
Brutal.
It's when you've seen a movie, somebody gets hit in the balls and then they get up. Like,
it's brutal.
Impossible.
It's like blackout.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. And you're really
done.
Ache for them.
You're done.
Which line did you like?
Saying to someone on a date, let's play the quiet game? That is astounding.
That
who
was
is
astounding.
That from?
That was from the Julia A.
Love it.
I mean, that
wild.
Was wild.
Yeah.
Did you have one, Arden?
I said the sensei. Which one did you like?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Wine in a barrel in my own garage was kind of fun.
That was from
childbearing hips too. Jesus, these people.
Wine in a barrel in my own garage is from Melissa Peterman, who's an actress.
Oh, yeah.
Who was on,
she's so funny. Yeah, Reba.
Reba.
She's on Reba. Okay. Who's opening the Hollywood Bowl? Take a tip.
I flew behind her once on a plane, and she was looking at sectionals on Wayfair. She was like
fabulous,
and she was like very tidy with
See?
How she
these
ate.
Celebrities. Wayfair trial trafficking.
What do you mean?
Did you order an adrenochrome from the stewardess?
Does Wayfair do child trafficking?
No, of course they don't.
Oh.
But that became like one of those weird
what?
Conspiracy
oh,
theories.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
What?
That somehow Wayfair...
It's all so
you
insane.
You don't even need that.
Oh, yes, okay, Paul, this is the portion where we're trying to become lifestyle influencers.
Yeah, who isn't?
And so we're going to... It's all. Did you bring a snack? Wow!
Oh my God, that's a real nice one.
So
Tony's Choco Lonely.
That's a
wow.
nice one.
This is good chocolate.
Okay,
real nice.
This is great.
All their variations are good.
Okay.
They're delicious. I love that place or that brand.
Look,
and the weirdest name. Why is it called that?
These are
I have
so
no idea.
Gorge. So, do you like peanut butter and are you allergic to eggs?
Love peanut butter.
I feel like we should do the egg garden.
No, I'm trying it with you because I think you didn't mix it.
No.
I'm doing it this time.
Don't do that. It'll scramble them, I swear.
I'm doing it this week. This week we're doing it.
Try it. Fine.
And then next week, we're going to get some baking powder.
Fine. Okay. These are threats.
Okay, here we go. I think last week, you just popped it right in.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm telling you, don't do the egg. But we're going to do it.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here you go. Tell them about PB Fit.
So PB Fit is, this is a great life hack.
Uh-huh.
And Wayfair, whatever. But if you, peanut butter powder is just dehydrated peanut. So basically,
right. It
has, do you know what it is? Okay,
peanut
because you
powder?
Acted like you did.
I'm trying to indicate that I'm following along.
I see. Okay. So.
Yeah. Everyone knows this. Dehydrated peanuts.
It's dehydrated peanuts, I got to tell you. You just add a little water and it becomes peanut butter. But it's only got like 3
this
grams.
This is a life hack.
Because I'll tell you, if you're a peanut butter addict like me.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah, so
I'm a peanut butter addict.
This. You just add water to this and make any amount of peanut butter you want, and it's like 70 calories, 8 grams of protein, and like no fat.
But there's no way it's good.
It's so fucking good.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's so fucking
just
good.
Just do this with water. It's so
fucking
But let me ask you this. What's your favorite real-life peanut butter that's not a powder?
Okay.
I like Jif Organic.
You like which one? Jif
Organic? Organic spread that's like, it's because it's not separated and oily.
This is very squalid. And I want to direct you to Maranatha peanut butter.
What's Maranatha?
Side note, I'm putting pumpkin. I'm making you a peanut butter pumpkin pie.
It sounds gross.
I'm making you a peanut butter pumpkin pie. Just put in peanut butter and
egg. Do those go together?
I promise it'll be good.
Okay.
Wait.
Maranatha.
I mean, I can't promise, but I'm pretty sure.
Maranatha organic peanut butter.
Okay.
Creme. It's so good.
I'm putting in a little cocoa powder.
That's like a little treat I give myself.
I'm putting in a little cocoa powder.
Of that.
It's, how would you spell Maranatha?
M-A-R-A. Like Rooney Mara, right?
Her parents owned a football team.
Yeah.
Yes,
up.
That's right.
And
that's why her name is Rooney.
Huh?
From Rune Arledge.
Is that who, was he the one who?
He was a football, was he a football
he
owner? Or he was like a commissioner of the league or something like that?
Oh.
And her parents were friendly with this guy. And so in honor of him, they named her Rooney.
I was so
That's
shocked when her
rich.
I was so shocked when her sister got pushed in front of the train by Kevin Spacey.
Wait,
yes, that
what?
Was the most shocking thing Kevin Spacey did. And then Natha
on the House of the Spirits or whatever.
So it's
House
Mara like Rooney Mara.
Yeah.
And then Natha like Kate
NASA.
Mara, another
Mara.
Another Mara, yeah.
Rooney Antha.
Now, last week, Natha. Brian didn't Rudy stir Natha. It. I stirred it this week. We'll see if
we don't need to go back over old wounds. Yes, exactly.
Can I confess? Put those in after.
Okay. I'm going to put one in now.
Okay.
I want to confess something now since I shamed Brian. I'm going to shame myself.
Great. You don't have to.
I'm going to.
No, do it.
I'm such a monster that Brian, I've been housing this here. This is Brian's. I've snuck out a couple nights and stolen. I've made some.
Oh, you keep it out here and then you leave the house.
I've left the house like in pajamas and I've come out and I've made like peanut butter. Just saying. And I was ashamed. Well, I felt ashamed doing it. It was like the move of a monster, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
When I think of a monster, that's the kind of thing I think of.
Oh, people who sneak peanut butter powder and mix it with water and it's in their garages? Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Now, Paul, we want to talk. You have to talk as well. This is cooking. It'll be about a minute.
I have to talk too?
We need you to say this. What is your morning routine?
Yeah, what is your morning routine?
And what
routine?
Are your sleeping habits?
Yeah, are you tortured by sleep like I am?
No, not really. I sleep pretty well, actually.
Like unmedicated?
Yeah. And sometimes I can stay up if I'm watching something, if I'm playing a game, sometimes if I'm scrolling on my dumb old phone,
yeah,
I can be up for hours past when I should and then be like, oh shit, I have to go to bed.
Me too.
And then I can fall asleep right away. But I usually.
What do you scroll through? Do you ever Google?
I quit Twitter.
Okay.
So now it's mostly like Instagram. Now I'm still. Here's the thing. Since I quit Twitter, I don't miss Twitter. But I do still have the muscle memory of here's what I do is like I'm just pushing my thumb up the phone and I have to stop doing it.
Do you ever Google people you hate late at night?
No.
That's nice.
Those kind of habits.
I don't either, actually.
I've never done those habits. I used to do stuff like that, but I finally got past that stuff.
I would do it. I don't Google myself.
I don't Google other people.
I would say I do it 3 times a year. I'll look up people. And if I'm feeling really bad about myself, if I'm really on one, I'm going to treat myself badly. It never ends well.
You know what? When I used to feel badly about myself, and this, I cannot believe this took me so long to figure out. I would search my own name.
Yeah.
Because I told myself I was looking to see if somebody was saying something good about me.
Yeah.
But really, I was looking for confirmation. You can't stop until you see something mean.
And that's totally the truth. Yeah, we've all done it. There could be a thousand wonderful things said about you, and just that one is to you the truth.
Oh, yeah. You truly are one of my favorite stand-ups ever.
And I remember there was a period of time where you said you weren't doing it anymore.
Yes, I had to take a break.
And how did you push through? Why did you take a break?
Well, I got frustrated with stand-up. When I did my last special, my last hour, nobody really wanted to produce it.
That's shocking.
And I was like, wow, I thought... It really was a very defeating time because I felt like my stature in stand-up was cemented. It was like,
yes.
And then to find out that it wasn't, I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
And so, but at the same time, I was getting into improv. So I was like, I really enjoy doing this and it doesn't require any preparation. I get to play with other people.
That's the best
part.
And
I'm also learning a new skill, which is fun, you know. But now I started doing my variety show again in 2021. And that became where I would like test out my material. So I'm slowly but surely like putting time back together. And so sometimes soon I'm gonna have to book like an hour to do like a tryout hour, you know, where everybody knows like this is not polished. This is just like me doing it all together
but
for the first time.
But all anyone wants is to see that.
How often did you tour? I would be there in a minute too. I love watching you perform.
Well, I don't have any stand-up tours planned, but we do have some Varietopias coming out.
Sunday, May 4th.
May 14th.
Just
did
kidding.
Did you used to tour?
In L.A.
Did you used to tour?
Yeah.
Varietopia at the Lodge Room in Highland Park. You can get tickets at
then
Google.
In June, you can get tickets at Google.
It's hot.
And then in June, I'll be going to my hometown of Philadelphia to do Varietopia for the first time.
Oh, how nice.
As of this recording, the Saturday show is sold out, but Friday there's still some tickets available.
Do you say Felly?
No, I don't.
It's hot. You got low on that.
But I used to have more of a pronounced accent.
Water.
That'll still come out sometimes if I'm not careful.
And what about, what's the other one? Like, hooer?
Right. Okay.
Try the dessert. Blow on it.
Look at this nice spoon.
You did a real nice Auden.
Thank you both. You know what this kid, you got to mix it. You got to mix it.
It's not terribly sweet, but that's the charm.
We could have made it too sweeter.
Too hot and also not terribly sweet.
We could have made it sweeter.
No.
I only put a little bit of stevia in. That's nice, right?
Remember, it's a cake.
It's real nice.
Right?
I don't think Paul likes it.
You hate it.
No, it's great.
Only one person's
liked
it so far.
We gotta make it sweeter.
Who liked it?
We gotta make it. Drew Drogi. We got to make it sweeter. We got to make it sweeter. Lauren was wrong.
You do have to make it sweeter.
We got to make it sweeter.
Yeah.
What did Lauren say?
She didn't want any sweetener. She didn't want any like sugar or anything.
Why not?
We should bring honey out.
You know what, though? It's a good goal. Because one of these days, we're going to get it so right. But the problem is Arden and I every week love it.
We love it. I still love it.
Can I say?
I love it.
You guys did. You sent me a sort of like, here's how the show works. Here's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you bring a thing from home?
Yeah.
And we'll put it. We're going to make a peanut butter cake.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm spooning mud out of the bowl, out of a mug.
You know what?
Yeah.
We never said it was going to. This is our promise to America.
Yeah.
This is what I tell all my clients.
It's
it's not going to look good, but it's going to feel great.
That wasn't on the sheet, by the way.
Right. Because we didn't want you to think,
the
oh,
sheet very boldly says, we make a peanut butter cake.
Well, what do you think this is?
I can't believe how good that is.
I fucking love it.
It's like a lava cake.
You guys are insane.
It's like a lava cake.
It's so good.
Fine, then we're going to eat
I'm not even kidding. We enjoy this all the time. Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This
Paul,
is the ball.
What would you like to promote?
We just did.
Varietopia, of course.
Sunday,
May 14th.
Oh
but
God.
Go to paulftompkins.com/live
for
where you can
all
see
your stuff.
All my live dates. Yes.
Fabulous. Go Absolutely. Right there.
I can't believe how good this is.
I love it.
Literally?
God. No, I think it's our best
it's
one.
It's our best one.
When's the last time you ate something that wasn't that? Yeah.
I had a Kind bar the other day.
Oh, no.
Let me think.
Were you at a comedy festival?
I was going to say it was definitely free. Anyone who's ever paid for a Kind bar is a jerk.
Can you imagine?
No.
You'd be the sucker of all suckers to pay for a Kind bar?
This is my message to my clients and to the world. You never have to pay for a Kind bar.
No one's ever paid for a Kind bar.
There's always one.
That's it.
Let me just have a piece of this chocolate bar and see if it's
you know what?
As good or close to as good as the mud in a mug.
I'm going
to
scoop it onto the mud onto the chocolate. Look at that. Look at
I
that.
I like the cake better.
Brian.
I like the cake better, too.
Come on, man.
I like the cake better.
What are you doing?
Kidding.
I like the better, too.
I got to say.
Is she making you say that?
No, but she's one of my clients, but she's not making me say that.
Brian's my life coach. I
but
pay
this
Brian
is what
money.
I tell all my
I pay Brian money.
No, but to all my clients, I say, when you start getting used to this, you like it.
This is, well,
when
this
you
is what
start
I'm
getting used right. to this, you start getting used to being a winner.
Yeah. Okay. Paul, thank you for being here.
Paul, thank you for being here.
We wish you luck.
We wish you luck.
Okay. Real quote. I had a great time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
We need instant gratification.
What was the best part?
I think eating the Stony Chocolate only.
Okay. Done.
Okay. Guys, I know we're only on week 3, but we've already gotten some nice ratings and reviews.
Real nice, real sweet, real genuine.
Right?
Keep rating us.
Isn't that great? Okay, here's a fun one. This is 5 stars, staying a champion, Katie loves podcasts, improv with Arden, can't get any better than that, so nectar. Thank you, Katie. You can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong with Katie.
We have another one from B. Cobain. 5 stars. Yeah, come on. Woo-hoo-hoo. I mean, that's...
I love it. That's all you need to do.
That's all. Literally...
All you need to do, just... It costs you nothing. It
costs you nothing.
And it helps the podcast.
What do you tell all of your clients?
I tell all of my clients, listen, the least you can do is take 1 second, hit 5 stars.
Hit 5 stars.
And write a little something.
How do you handle...
You don't got to be Steinbeck.
And by the way, everybody's been nice so far.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll get some next week. What are you hoping for in your next review that you get? 5 stars. Brian's voice is gadgets.
Brian's voice is gadgets.
How can I become Brian's client?
I've never seen such drama in a figure before.
Yes.
That's what I'm
hoping. I'm hoping 5 stars. Arden's voice is so soft, soothing.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a soothing tone in a voice before.
I want to see, how could pants possibly hit an ankle better? That's what I want to hear.
People can they come for the podcast, they stay for the visual of the ankle pant.
That's right. That's right.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcasts. But honey, no.
No autograph
there. No autograph.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.